game into a movie genre is surprisingly dearth, from the Battleship movie to the Inauspicious Monopoly, the movie. The Ouija board Hasbro game turned into a horror film was a sort of rough beginning into what turns into a surprisingly impressive sequel. So people looking for an October fright, as we often do, as the season turns to a pumpkin sprouting sort of cold and dark daylight savings socking away of light until the spring. In our coping mechanism of watching people get scared is in full force. The Ouija board sequel is kind of surprising because the first movie was not good under any metrics. It was sort of a boring and dull rehashing of really what reminded people a lot of Witchboard, which was the early non-licensed by Hasbro version of the game, of the movie. The sequel is actually great. It takes place in 1967. What we have is a lot of tension. You've got a single mother, widowed, and she has two children, both girls. And what you have is sort of a lot of the allusions to what was going on around the country in terms of the soon-to-be progressive sort of establishment of women as a working class in a way that hadn't been the case a generation before. And here we have the mother essentially starts out as a con woman, and she's doing fake sort of storytelling or fortune-telling and has her children in on it. She has a husband who's passed away, and she mostly works with people who have recently departed spouses and sort of trying to find out if there's anything left unsaid. As with most of these supernatural board game playing genre, it really comes down to the idea of the that you're not supposed to play these games by yourself. There is a urban mythology that goes with playing these games, whether it's repeating a phrase in front of a mirror a bunch of times. In this case, the rules of the game say not to play, never play the game alone. There is something to not sort of playing Ouija by yourself that is probably solid advice. The idea of fear in the safety of crowds, whether that's the knowing sort of advice and the by one of the characters in the film that says we should probably stick together, and the audience that I was a part of sort of cheered. So this sort of sure-handed ability to work within, comfortably within the horror genre, and to sort of walk the tightrope of being interesting while still understanding the conventions, and that is that you do have to separate the crowds because it is scarier to be alone, but you need to do that in a way that's It isn't so auspicious as to talk down to the audience in a way that nobody appreciates. So, although it is derivative, it's derivative in a way where there's really only like 12 stories anyway in filmmaking, is one conventional view of the movie industry, and so it's just a matter of telling stories well. This case is the filmmaker Flanagan's previous film, Oculus, also played with similar conventions where you're seeing what's not there, not through looking through the Ouija board's prism, but still being able to keep the suspense tightly wound is a huge success. And for a film franchise that was pretty much on its last legs, this sequel is a surprisingly very effective film.